The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is April the 20th. Let me turn myself up here. I can't hear myself. I can hear myself now. No, it was my fault, Bob.
It's all the shows last night.
It was all the shows last night. Okay, here, phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go to our website, hop into the chat room, and you can chat with us, too. And speaking of chatting, there's Bad Bob.
And good morning. Hey, what a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. You know, really, I still have whisker burns on the back of my head from you trying to figure out what kind of shirt I was wearing yesterday.
On the air.
Anyway.
Talk about a beautiful day.
No. Let's talk about a beautiful partner.
Well, thanks. So good morning, everyone. A beautiful day, of course. We have so many activities to be mindful about what's going on in the world. And we have currently at 60 degrees. Today it's going to be a sunny day with temperatures around 85. I know, I'm in a tank top. Monday, I was in a turtleneck.
Yeah, you ought to see this.
So this is the week from turtleneck to tank top, you know, and of course, overnight, you know, the temperatures just really got hot here.
And you know what
is the week brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards, which is 474-5546. Ensemble Vineyards is going to be music out there this weekend, and we thank all of our sponsors, usually mindful at the end of the week. And we have the Red Bluff Roundup and tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup.
That's what I was going to say, is that it's a great weekend to hit the rodeo.
What are you holding in your hand?
We have tickets. We have tickets to give away.
All right. So not only are we waiting for our market minute moment, Bob's going to kill me. We've got actually all morning, and we have the Pizza La Resistance. We've got some hot tickets for the rodeo as well. But let's first go to our market minute, and when we get off from Susan Eastman, we're going to give those tickets away. But Susan, tell us what's happening in the market minute.
Good morning. We have a positive market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 13,034. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 1382. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 15 points at 3,023. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America is down a dime, trading at $8.67. General Electric's positive 15 cents at 1929. Pfizer's up 12 cents at 2246. Local stocks of interest, Target's up a quarter, trading at $57.04. Costco's positive 69 cents at $87.77. Walmart's up 12 cents, trading at $61.87. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.99%. Taking a look at commodities, gold is up 30 cents at $1,641.70 per ounce. Silver's down 15 cents at $31.69. Oil is up $1.62, trading at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Of course, Susan is with our Wells Fargo Minute, and she is the one of the top advisors over there at Wells Fargo on Park Marina Drive. Thanks, Susan. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but right now, the first caller, we're going to be giving away tickets for Sunday, April 22nd. These are $16 tickets. It's a 1:30 showing for the Red Bluff Roundup. How much fun? So, first caller this morning, are you paying attention on this Friday? Sunday, after all the stuff that's going on, you can go hang out with the best of the best in the rodeo world and go to the Red Bluff Roundup. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage in my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:11 in the morning, April the 13th. It's going to be a hot day today. Rodeo. Do you like rodeos there, Bad Mom?
I like rodeos. I practically grew up at the Reading Rodeo. Well, I got older at the Reading Rodeo.
Yeah. Well, you have the Red Bluff Roundup, which is, I mean, this is, you know, nationally famous. And then, of course, we got the Reading Rodeo coming up here. I can't wait to see those. I mean, you have something to do for the family, I tell you. And we're going to be giving away a lot more tickets here, too. Let's start talking about, okay, you think you got problems, right? How would you like to have a town, be a town, and have your name pronounced, and this is the way it's pronounced, Fuking. However, it's spelled differently, to a more colloquial, perhaps a profane way, is the way they spell it, but it's pronounced Fuking. And they're trying to get the name
like
changed.
Foo hyphen
right.
King.
Fuking.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful with that.
You do, but that's the way you pronounce the name, but it's not spelled that way. So the Austrian people in the town, many of them want to change the name because, frankly, they're tired of phone calls. They can't keep a sign in the town. And all the American soldiers that were in Germany would come, this was in Austria, would come driving across to have their photos taken next to the sign. I can't imagine that. But it's going to take 104 people. It takes 100% of the residents to vote to change the name of this town. So they don't think it's going to happen because, as several have said, I don't see any problem with the name. But it's the way they describe this, you know, F woman, and that's where she's from, says there's nothing wrong with our name.
Well, it's like how Weed has capitalized on the name of the town with the T-shirts, mugs, and,
that's
you know.
True. That's true, yeah. Okay, time to get a little more serious here. TRICARE. TRICARE is the medical insurance we talk about. Dr. Mark Pierce here just started taking it, as some physicians and places here in town do. Dr. Danuka takes it, and Dr. Danuka, by the way, the one that did the colonoscopy, and his wife, Dr. Danuka, who does oncology, we had an opportunity to sit down with him. And we're going to have him back on the show because we want, you know, not just to talk about medical things, which he's, of course, very well versed in, but I want you to hear what he says about America. It will absolutely, you'll want to sit back and listen to this man.
We left him last night.
Yeah.
After sitting down with them and just thought, you know, it's true that we are a very young country and we're very privileged to be born in a free country. Whatever we decide
like
to become, we can become even in the most dire of circumstances. Yeah. You can see people who pull themselves up out of the worst situations, and you can do that in America. It was just... Wow, it was like another little bell went off and just, for both of us, made us feel so... We took a breath and went, that's
well, you know
why
what?
People
you can
want
be,
to come here.
Yeah, but we're not going to try and put into words what he says, but we're going to have him back on to talk about this, and I promise you, you need to listen to what he says and how he says it. It buoyed us up, you know, and it helps to explain how... A child born of a Kenyan father and a somewhat of a hippie mother, and who later went on to get her degrees, and was raised by her by the grandchildren or grandparents in a small place in Hawaii. Through work and the being able to be born, be able to have the privileges of living in this great country, goes on to become the president of the United States. So I mean, it's when you think about it, that is what makes America great: the chance to be great. Anyway,
speaking of a couple big, huge landmarks that are, sure. The Golden Gate Bridge is celebrating its 75 years.
Is that the Golden Gate Bridge? Is that how old it is? I thought it was
75
older.
Years.
I thought it was a lot older than that.
It's 75 years, and then the other big birthday, Fenway Park. Fenway Park turns 100 years old. So there you go. Just thought. And then, did you want to talk real fast before you go on your rant about how many people? I mean, sure, it's across the headlines. Well, a couple things are across the headlines, and the exact opposite. One is about the Trevon case, and you know, every TV station and everything is live about whether he's going to stay in jail or not out of jail.
Zimmerman is in there on. He's going in front of his bond hearing, but something has just appeared in the news, and it's. Just found NBC put it up yesterday was the photos of Zimmerman's head, the back of his head with where he had been had his head busted open in two places from the attack.
Why just yesterday?
Martin. Well, because it didn't work. You know, either the police had been keeping the photos, or it was not appropriate for the news agencies. They wanted to do it for their own purposes, of course, or the police just turned it loose.
So of course that's.
But the bottom line is he was assaulted. And then you go back into this whole case, the Zimmerman Martin case. If you could take the passion in the race, thing out of it, what would happen? You know, a guy walks down the street. He's part of the neighborhood watch. He sees somebody there that the neighborhood's been robbed a lot lately. He starts to follow him. He's called the police. He wants to see where the guy's going. The police say, you know, you shouldn't do this. So when he turns around to leave, the guy who he has been following and maybe at this point feels some kind of fear, we don't know that, comes back, and then he attacks the watcher, knocks him down, breaks his nose, bashes his head against the concrete, which is, I don't know if anybody is saying that's not true. And then the original watcher, in this case Zimmerman, shoots him because he's in fear of his life at this point, as he probably should be. But it was the point leading up there. That's why this case is going to be...
It's a mess. Only two people know exactly what happened in what sequence, and one of them is dead.
And, well, there was other people that were standing there when it happened. So, but here's the thing about witnesses. Ask three witnesses what color that white duck is.
Really?
You're going to get three different answers. So, you know, so this whole thing, especially when it happens fast, there's gunfire, there's violence, there's all these things. I mean, you know, that's why when people say we're going to investigate something, well, why does it take weeks? Because in some cases, this isn't an hour-long show that has to finish
CSI,
up.
Yeah,
this is not going to finish up in an hour. This is something that's going to take weeks. But anyway, he's in front of the judge now talking about getting out on bond. He has no money. His wife has no job. He doesn't have a job now.
I think
they don't own the house.
They're trying to look into see. I think there's been people who have been sending him money, sending his family money, and they're trying to see how much really money has been sent to you. That was what they were indicating this morning on the on a couple stations that we were flipping around. And the other one is that his wife is in such fear of her life that she didn't even want to come to the courtroom, so she called in.
She called, and they said that was okay. Now, that's the other thing, too, is then you get a group like the Black Panthers, who put a bounty on his head, and you know, so of course there's fear there from the family. So I mean, that really helped. Can you imagine if a black man killed a white man, which also happens happens a lot. But if the Grand Order of the Ku Klux Klan put up $1 million bounty on his head, what would happen there? You don't think that the Attorney General would be standing on his tiptoes going after him? I don't understand, this whole pervasiveness in the in this administration. I don't quite understand it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. I want to talk about inmate health. I want to talk about TRICARE. Talk about they're going to put a cornerstone, kind of a the Masons are going to put a cornerstone in at the Veterans Home, kind of as a ceremony, which is what they do. And that's going to happen Monday. So we want to talk and tell you where you can be that time on Monday. A lot of things to talk about today. You know, we're going to talk about kids. We're going to give away more tickets right now to the Red Bluff Roundup. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Joe Weiss on from Shasta College, who's going to talk about the, you know, situation at the college now, you know, the economics, the budgets, the students, the accreditation, the whole thing at 8 o'clock.
We have a stack of tickets here. Give us a call at the break. 605-4567. Four tickets to Saturday, Red Bluff Roundup.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm going to be great. I mean, I am fabulous now. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 85. Like I said, I'm in a tank top. It's warm out. It's beautiful.
Great. You know, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. They got iced coffees, too. They got icy drinks there as well as great coffee. Not only that, they've got the finest walk-in humidor, every tobacco accessory you can think of, and they will meet or beat any price on tobacco and tobacco accessories in this town. And they've been in business for 35 years supporting this community. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and we have
Well, we have tickets to give away.
Okay, I thought that's what you were going to do.
That you were like flashing a paper.
I was just looking at it. Okay, the Masons.
Okay.
The cornerstone for the Veterans Home in Reading will be set by the Masonic Grand Lodge of California at 2 p.m. Monday. Now, this is a ceremony. Yes, the building's already there, but the ceremony will be hosted by the Reading Masonic Lodge at the Veterans Home at 3400 Knighton Road. It's a fraternal thing, a ceremonial thing for a building, and it originates from the stonemasons who set the first stone of a building when they begin building with a masonry foundation. Anyway, big thing on that is the cornerstone of the Veterans Home will be set by the Masonic Grand Lodge of California at 2 p.m. Monday.
All right. Of course, we're covering a lot of stuff that's going on locally. Okay, two things that we're going to do before we take our hard break. Amy, let's hear about what's happening with our fitness tip. Of course, we've got the Red Bluff Roundup. We have all the stuff going on in town. And you have what we call our fitness tip for the week.
All right. Well, happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday to you.
Oh, thank you. Since we have all this fun stuff going on this weekend, I'm sure a lot of people might be having a tendency to eat out. So I just want to remind people of a few strategies to stick to while you're eating out and you're enjoying your friends and your family this weekend. Make sure that your meals and your snacks still include some type of protein. So whether it's nuts, whether it's, you know, low sodium jerky, whether it's chicken. So make sure you still are including protein with your meals and snacks. And make sure each meal and snack still includes some sort of vegetable or fruit. And then if you're going to go have a big carbohydrate meal, make sure you've been walking around town. Make sure you've been active, doing some stuff, so you can earn those carbohydrates. And for those of you who are going to imbibe in the spirits a little bit this weekend, remember my rule, for every drink you have, a full glass of water must follow it before you have a second drink. And these are just some healthful strategies that you can stick to and still have fun this weekend.
Wonderful. Well, good. See, that's what we always love is to have you catch up with us. Not literally the red stuff, but you know what I mean. So, thank you so much, Amy. And of course, Amy is with Inside and, does nutritional advice at Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to go work out.
And she trains people.
Thank you, Amy.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
Great weekend to you too.
And speaking of health.
Okay.
Did you know that the inmate health care in California rings in at an average of $16,000 a year? Per inmate. Per inmate, it costs $16,000 a year. You know what the national average is? No, just guess. Just guess what the national average is.
For inmates?
For inmates. For health care.
Oh, about $8,000-$9,000 maybe.
Okay, $9,000.
Well, I mean, so kind of what I'm getting here is lower than that?
Yes. Lower than $9,000.
Oh. Nationally.
Nationally. What's the average nationally?
5?
That's it. The national average, that was good. The national average for inmate health care is $5,000 per inmate per year. In California, it is $16,000 per year. Now, We had the guard that was on here. Well, he was a supervisor of the guards at San Quentin. He said they built this hundred million dollar clinic there, where you could operate and everything. But they never operated them. They just would send people out. He talked about how the people were treated. That their health care was much better than the guards even. So you can imagine that you're spending $16,000 a year per inmate. There's something wrong here, my friends, if the rest of the country, including New York, is doing $5,000 a year.
Yeah, well, it's California.
There's something wrong. And then you wonder why we can't fund a veterans home, why we can't fund some programs for children or the people that need the mental health, and we're paying $16,000 a piece per inmate. All right. It's yours, hon.
We have about a minute left.
I thought you were going to give away more tickets.
I am.
Okay.
Of course, it's Red Bluff Roundup, and we have a stack of tickets. But right now, I'm holding the best, and that's the main grandstand, which is tonight. These tickets are for tonight. The main grandstand. Actually, they're for 2 o'clock, or 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I had to move the clip. April 20th, that's tonight. These are $25 tickets. Tonight, 7 o'clock p.m., first caller. We want you guys to go. 605-4567. Compliments here of KCNR. We're so happy to be able to have to get behind the Red Bluff Roundup. It's such a great event. Give us a call here, 605-4567. Got to take a break for the news.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicks off the last trading day of the week in a sea of green. The ongoing stream of positive corporate earnings is pushing the markets higher. General Electric posting first quarter results that beat Wall Street's expectations. The results boosted by strong demand for both energy equipment and railroad locomotives. The conglomerate says industrial orders rose 20% and selling prices improved in most of its businesses. Moving forward, GE says it's on track to deliver double-digit earnings growth in 2012 for both industrial businesses and GE Capital. Shares of water park operator Great Wolf Resorts are jumping as the bidding war for the company continues. The Apollo Group upped the ante with an offer of $7.85 a share. The latest move comes after KSL Capital Partners boosted its bid yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at opportunitylouisiana.com.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness glasses, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step and protecting your family.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning. It's 60 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You want to give us the rest of the weather?
Thank you. Currently 60 degrees. It's going to be about 85 today. Very sunny. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59. Our weekend forecast is Saturday. 87. 87 and sunny, and Sunday is 86. I mean, this is, you know, we got to pull out our sunblock. Again, we've gone from turtlenecks to tank tops, so it's going to be a fabulous weekend for all these events. And, of course, throughout the next hour, we do have lots of tickets to give away. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Our friends down at Nathan's are giving away a $300 tattoo. The only thing you have to do is go down there and register, and they are located at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama, just right down the street from us. They're open 7 days a week, piercing, tattoos, and now they're doing offering permanent cosmetics for, I guess it's lipstick and eyeliner and eyebrows.
That's what they're called.
That's what they're called, eyebrows. And, you know, you are feeling peckish this morning, Linda Bott.
Peckish?
You're being peckish with me this morning. Okay. Anyway, but they are great guys down there, and not only that, but when Bob gets his, and Bob is getting one, he's going to do it live on the air. Promise, Bob? Bob? So we can all hear you screaming like a little girl. Yeah. No. You'll just go to, it's a, you know, how big can that tattoo be? The Sistine Chapel. He's gonna reproduce the Sistine Chapel on his back. Okay, maybe not.
Nathan's only one tattoos. Person in the world will ever see.
The corner of I don't want to. Okay.
Rendered
me speechless.
Marcus, hey, I'd love to introduce our next guest, and we're so happy to have her with us, Rochelle Neal. Welcome to the program. We're talking about, again, if you see the little blue ribbons, it's because that is representing child abuse prevention. And there is a tri-tip barbecue benefit coming up April 24th. My gosh, that's right around the corner here. Let's see. That's going to be from 11 to 1 on 1525 Court Street, the corner of Court and Butte, across from the courthouse. Tell us, and good morning, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Carl and Linda. April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. We have a lot of activities going on throughout the month, but our big signature event is our Tri-Tip Barbecue Lunch. It's our annual fundraiser. It'll be held from 11 to 1. The Asphalt Cowboys are cooking for us.
Wow.
So that is always promises that the quality of our food is going to be outstanding and delicious.
Right. Okay, well, fabulous. So tell us about the organization. I mean, I understand you're trying to raise funds, but let's find out. Here it is, the end of April, and all of April has been child abuse prevention, and we know that there's a huge case that's been going on right now that's right here in the Shasta County that's been a huge case about the I think it was either 7 or 11.
11 months old.
Not just him, but one that was...
And then the Christmas boy.
So it's at the forefront of what's happening in the news. How can you share with us what you do? Are you out being the fundraiser? Are you involved with your day job? Tell us about you.
Well, we are a nonprofit organization. We are very busy all the time and committed to our jobs. And you'll notice that our organization doesn't do a lot of community fundraising. So this is our only event because we are so focused on our work. We provide child abuse prevention services year-round. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month every day in our lives. And in a lot of lives of other people, we offer two different home visiting programs. So out working with families, and sometimes we say that they are at risk, but we know that parenting is the toughest job anybody will ever have. And so we want to be a support to all parents. So if a family calls us up and says, you know, I don't know where to find the right preschool, or I don't have a job anymore, and my kids are driving me crazy in the house, and I need to find some place to take them to play on a rainy day. We can help them find those places. We have offer evidence-based curriculum in our home visiting. So triple P in safe care. So really depending on what that family's need is, if it's just parenting education or if a family might be struggling with some chronic neglect issues.
Okay.
And they're not to the level of needing a relationship with Children and Family Services or CPS, we can come in and really work with that family and go through a multi-step education system to try to give them the tools to parent.
I think what people are really concerned about as we're going through this, and yes, of course, let's get educated, and we love to be able, that's what we thrive to do that for our listeners. There's a line of, okay, how we grew up in the 60s and the 50s mm-hmm. about, you know, dad spanked you.
Right.
Okay, so if you got a neighbor, what is considered neglect? If you see a child that's been left in the car, of course. If you see a child that's at home, like there used to be latchkey kids, is that considered child abuse today?
You know, not necessarily. Where we really see neglect at is our families that are engaging in illicit drug use.
Okay, yeah.
You know, alcohol, people that are really struggling with severe mental illness. Domestic violence. So those things about latchkey kids or, you know, those aren't the child abuse issues we're seeing. We're seeing people that are heavily involved with drugs and alcohol, and those are the leading risk factors for child abuse.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, I just know just from driving around downtown or going into grocery stores, I see the addiction behavioral of people who are on drugs and they're with their kids, and I'm thinking, you know, gosh, I mean, maybe she's a good mom, but she has a habit. You can clearly see it. Can you give us some statistics of what's going on in Shasta County? Something for us to be looking at, like something, you know, again, we're afraid to maybe call on the next door neighbor or call with something that we see. What's the statistic? I mean, what should we look for?
Well, I can tell you, and unfortunately, Shasta County has some of the highest rates in our state. One out of every 50 children in 2011 in our county had substantiated child abuse in their life. So it wasn't just a report if somebody thought maybe, but this is a proven case of child abuse. One out of 50. That is double the state rate.
Really?
Wow. Well,
we're
going to
take a
break.
And, well, this is something, again, kind of uncomfortable, but it's here. We need to talk about it. And so Rochelle is here to talk about some statistics with you. We are taking your calls and your chat. So if you've got something that you want to, you know, personal message on our chat, which is kcnr1460.com, do so at this time. We're talking about the child abuse prevention and the tri-tip barbecue benefit coming up. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
And in the place where you live, now things know. Think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were, now face well. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 60 degrees outside. Of course, we have to give some love to our sponsors, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
North Valley Bank, Business of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce. And it's not just because they give great service in the bank. It's because they are out in the community helping volunteers who participate in community events and nonprofit organizations, boards of directors. It's another example of local banks doing great work for our community. Local banks, local businesses.
Our
help guests, support our community.
Our guest this morning is Rochelle Neal, who is the Deputy Director of the Child Abuse Prevention Council of Shasta County. And we're going to get to her in a minute. But first, let's take our caller. Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, I actually work with young children, and I also deal with adults through the court system. I do supervised visitation. I just wanted to comment, you know, over the years, I've been working with children for a long time, and I see on this this micro sense in our culture in the United States, not just in Shasta County, degeneration of the moral, the ethical upbringing that we give our children, and it's become a new culture, you know, in the United States. I see, you know, each generation is losing those abilities to be able to give those appropriate social norms to our children. And so, you know, dealing with a lot of very young children that have no skills whatsoever, and dealing with the very young parents who don't even have skills to even teach them the simple etiquette as far as eating at the table. Most of them don't eat at the table. They eat separate from their parents. It's amazing how many children have TVs and games at the age of 4 and 5 in their rooms. They don't spend any time with their parents, and the parents grow up. I mean, the children grow up, they don't even know their own parents, and it's really sad.
Well, Brian.
And so you have dysfunctionality that just keeps proceeding itself and keeps getting more and more developed and more complex, and that starts bleeding out into the society that we have today. And that's what kind of scares me, what's going on now, and I see what's going on in the future, is we do not have a generation that has any moral compass. They don't even know where they're going. I mean, we look at the self-abuse as a whole. They're tattooing themselves. They're piercing themselves. Those are signs of self-abuse. They're trying to tell us something, and I feel like we're not even listening to them.
Well, thank you for your call, Brian. It's an inspiration that perhaps we as individuals can mentor. Mentoring is such an important thing. Parenting is very, very, of course, it's the biggest job in the world, is to be a great parent. Second of all, if you see somebody, how could you mentor that person? How could you help that child? That's the second biggest gift you can give in the world. It's being a great neighbor. Brian, thanks for your inspirational insight. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Rochelle, you are the deputy director. I mean, this has got to have been something that for you to grow up, did you ever think, wow, I'm going to be the deputy director of the child abuse prevention program in Shasta County? I mean, what led you to what you're doing?
Well, Linda, I actually have a lot of history with our Child Abuse Prevention Council. My mother was one of the founding social workers back in 1986. And so as a little girl, I would go with her to those planning meetings in the summer when I was out of school and help her hang the April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month banner. So the position I have now is not very far away from,
wow,
you know, what my life was like and where my passion has been for a long time.
And what you've seen. I'm sure you have case after case that is just like, oh, my God, that could have been prevented if.
Right. Or what would our rates look like if we weren't doing the work that we're doing? And what about that mom who is so much stronger now because of our visits? You know, what I like about our work is we can really be forward-thinking and know that what we're doing is making an impact, even though our rates continue to hold steady. And we were talking about that when we look at unemployment rates and how they tie to child abuse rates, our economic conditions are so important as well to the health of our families and children.
I firmly believe that if we had high employment, not high unemployment, in Shasta County, that you'd see 90% of these problems go away. Maybe not 90, but it, you know, the vast majority would go away if people had money and jobs, something to be proud of. You know, hey, I go to work every day, I make enough money to support my family.
When you don't have the resources to take care of your family, the stress is outrageous.
Well, and it seems to me how it go, that's just from me. This is from a layman looking from the outside in, that that if you have time on your hands and you see the next door neighbor that is driving the car that doesn't really work but is dealing drugs, it's a quick buck. Then, or I have to have a job and stay up all night, and it starts to become this vicious. The next thing you know, anything that you make, you start to get into this pool. And is that part of how much are drugs associated to child abuse?
There's a direct correlation with our rates of neglect. And neglect is our most prevalent form of child abuse in Shasta County. So we know that that is directly tied to alcohol, you know, extreme alcohol and drug use.
All right. Well, we know that, first of all, thank you for being with us, Rochelle Neal, who is the Deputy Director of the Child Abuse Prevention Council for Shasta County. And we are talking about the biggest fundraiser that they have, which helps provide funds for, you know, for these people to go out and be able to do this kind of thing and help with some child who is being neglected or abused, is this tri-tip barbecue benefit that's happening this Sunday afternoon. So if you're going to go to church, you're going to go to some activity. It's Tuesday. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's April 24th. Feels like it's getting away from me. Thank you. It's Tuesday, and which is even more perfect because at lunchtime, you can drive through. Okay, so you can go to their website, and you can get their tickets for $10. It's $12 the day of, but the pre-sale tickets are $10, and here you get your tri-tip. It doesn't really matter about the food. It's about the community coming together. A great way to do this for you to raise money. And, of course, you said the Cowboys are cooking for you.
Exactly. And the tickets are easy to purchase online. You could call us at our office, 241-5816, if you'd like to purchase them that way. It'll be a fun event. The weather's going to be perfect. Dine in, drive through. 15 sandwiches will deliver for free.
And, you know, you need to stay in touch with us.
15 sandwiches you'll deliver for free?
For free.
So offices that want to bring in the tri-tip,
or schools that would like to, they only have 30 minutes for lunch, we'll bring it over to your school, 15 teachers.
Wow.
No
okay.
problem.
All right. So
we got to take a break. Okay. I think we better, or do we need a break? Are we behind in breaks? Okay. We need to take a break. We're sorry. We're talking child abuse prevention. We're also, I'm chatting away like crazy on the advanced pistol class, too. We'll talk a little about that. We'll be right back.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:57 in the morning, April the 20th. We are here with the Child Abuse Prevention Council of Shasta County and Rochelle. Did I pronounce that right?
You
Rochelle,
did. You did a great job, Carl.
Rochelle
thanks.
Neal, the deputy director there. Rochelle's phone number is 242-2031. The reason I'm giving that is because, just besides we're talking about the big barbecue benefit they're having next Tuesday, I believe, April 24th, is that we talk about reporting. And you said a question came in from JR, Yellow Cab Philosopher, about is it better reporting nowadays? What do you think?
You know, I think we have a lot of people in our community that care about kids and are watching out for their welfare. So I do believe a lot of people report. The Child Abuse Prevention Council offers free, mandated child abuse reporter training. So if you are a mandated reporter or you need to know about more about reporting suspected child abuse, you can call our office for free training, and that's at 241-5816. If you suspect child abuse, there is a 24-hour hotline that you need to call. And it's better to call than to put it off.
Yeah. But you know, the thing about children is that, it's one thing to, people should still have that same visceral feeling, that, you know, when you start hearing people talk about animal abuse, you know, dogs getting kicked around, you need to have that same visceral feeling when you think of child abuse, if you don't already. I remember something, gosh, it must be 50 years ago, I read about a couple who did something to their child. I was 12 or 13, and it's still to this day I can tell you almost exactly what the newspaper article said because it had such a huge impact on me. Because I'm 12 or 13, I'm thinking, because I came up in a very nice, very great family. And when I saw this, I thought, how could parents do this to their child? And I still have problems with that, you know.
And it's funny over time in our culture about animal rights and children's rights, and that actually child welfare laws were built after animal protection laws, because children were viewed as our property.
Property.
And so we've really had to change that. And so I'd really like to make sure that I get out that suspected child abuse reporting hotline.
Okay, give me that.
And that's 225-5144. 24 hours a day. You can be anonymous, but really help us protect our children.
225-5144. That's the 24 hours a day. Okay, everybody, head on down to the corner of Court and Butte. Across from the courthouse, they're happening on April 24th, next Tuesday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Child Abuse Prevention Barbecue Benefit. Go on down. $10 if it's pre-sale, $12 a day of the event. Drive-through, dine-in, or delivery with 15 orders or more.
A website, how people can get there. I just got a check for you for some tickets here. What are how does somebody buy the tickets in advance?
You can go to our website, ShastaCAPC.org, and $10.
There we are. Hey, thank you very much for what you do. We know it's more than just a job.
Thank you, Carl and Linda, for having me today.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. He admitted he killed teenager Trayvon Martin, and now George Zimmerman has taken the stand and has just left the stand in his bond hearing. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is watching live in Florida.
Ron, George Zimmerman surprisingly takes the stand himself in a suit and in shackles and apologizes to Trayvon Martin's parents.
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am. And I did not know if he was armed or not.
Prosecutors just finished grilling him, alleging he didn't try to apologize sooner, but his attorney keeps objecting, saying their questions are outside the scope of the hearing, Ron.
Evan, Mitt Romney's presidential campaign says it had its best month for fundraising yet, and some of that money paying for a visit to Arizona. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, live in Scottsdale.
Ron, Mitt Romney's speaking at the RNC state chairman's meeting today, and it's expected he'll encourage the party to unite around him, basically, as the nominee. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer says good, because there's not a lot of time left.
I support him. I think that he would serve us well as president, and it's time for change.
His choice to make this speech in Arizona is notable to some political analysts, as this is a Latino-heavy state, and Romney has expressed a desire to bring more Hispanics into the party, Ron.
Jessica, a passenger plane has reportedly crashed in Pakistan. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our overseas bureau.
Ron, we're just getting details in about a commercial Pakistani airliner crashing near the runway in the capital, Islamabad. Officials say the domestic flight from Karachi was carrying 127 people trying to land in bad weather. Local media says all on board are dead. Hospitals are on alert. Witnesses say flames from the crash have engulfed several nearby buildings. Ron?
Emily, a judge in North Carolina has ruled race was a factor in jury selection in a case that put a convicted murderer on death row. He now has been reverting to a life sentence. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Bringing a firearm into your home is one of the most important decisions you can make. If you are considering gun ownership, Cheaper Than Dirt is here to help you make a responsible and informed choice. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we understand the importance of this choice and have experienced advisors available to chat online, answer emails, or talk live on the phone. Cheaper Than Dirt is the leading online source for firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Ordering online is easy with our step-by-step instructions and a national dealer network. To comply with federal law, all firearms are shipped to federally licensed firearm dealers. We offer thousands of firearms in different price ranges, practice and defense ammunition, and safety equipment. Cheaper Than Dirt has been providing shooting accessories and emergency supplies to over 5 million responsible citizens since 1993. Be responsible, be proactive, and exercise your Second Amendment right. Find us online at cheaperthandirt.com. That's cheaperthandirt.com.
Trial of the man charged with plotting to blow up New York City's subway system has resumed. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live in New York.
Ron, the trial of Adis Madunjanin continues in a federal court in Brooklyn. A video testimony from Sajid Mohammed Badat, a British man convicted on terrorism charges for an aborted attempt to blow up a shoe bomb on a transatlantic flight, was played for the jurors to show how al-Qaeda recruits and plans terrorist attacks. Madunjanin did not know or conspire with Badat, but he allegedly traveled to Pakistan Pakistan, where he met al-Qaeda leaders. His two accomplices have already pleaded guilty and testified against him. Ron?
Courtney, amid demonstrations and threats of violence in the Middle East nation Bahrain, the Formula One Grand Prix auto race is still scheduled to go forward on Sunday. 50 people have reportedly been killed during anti-government demonstrations. Many of the protesters are calling for the race to be canceled for the second year in a row. The Crown Prince says a cancellation, though, would only empower extremists. Not guilty pleas from 16 defendants accused of haircutting attacks in Ohio in the name of their religion.
10 men and 6 women, all Amish, are charged with breaking into the homes of fellow Amish and cutting the beards and hair of those perceived as religious enemies. They're also accused of trying to hide or destroy evidence. Prosecutors say it stemmed from a fight over church discipline. Joseph Dubiak represents one of the women facing charges.
I think there's a very, 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 very strong possibility that you're going to see most or all of these defendants in trial in August.
Charges include conspiracy, assault, and hate crimes. Walking into a federal courtroom in Cleveland, the women wearing identical green traditional dresses would only say,
"No comment."
Prosecutors say the charges carry a maximum of 10 years in prison. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
After yesterday's 69-point drop, the Dow is on the rise right now. It is up nearly 100 points over 13,000. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, April the 20th. Good morning, and welcome back to this, our second hour of Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room, as many of you have, and we're talking about a number of things. We'll probably get to some of those, but right now we're going to go to Linda and the weather.
Oh, beautiful day. Today, the 20th of April. We're looking at 60 degrees and climbing outside. It's going to get to be around 85 degrees. In fact, we might have to do a little bit of a update on that weather because I think it's gotten warmer, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59. Tomorrow, it looks like we are going to get up to 87 degrees. 88 on Sunday. So we've got this fabulous, I guess what I'm going to be doing, weeding and planting. I'm so excited about that. But there's this yellow haze of stuff all over. I can feel it in the air. It's on the car and everything. So, you know. Anyway,
weather's always breaking. No, that's purple haze.
Currently 63 degrees. Yes, it did climb. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have a special guest, but before we get there, I want to get the first caller here because I have a stack of tickets. I want to make sure that you get the chance and the opportunity to go to the Red Bluff Roundup. It's going to be great. 2 tickets this Sunday. April 22nd, 1:30. This is for the North Racetrack, $16 tickets each. We're giving those away free this morning right now, 605-4567. We're going to take that first caller.
Well, I tell you what. You know, we've done this before. I said, I've got something free. The phones just light up. Yeah, it's a free call and off the peak. Ah! Okay. Wow. You know, but before we do that, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo. In just a second, hang on. Linda is making Bad Bob's life terrible. Right now she keeps adding things. But let's go to Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, the major averages are in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 100 points at 13,065. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1385. The Nasdaq Composite is up 19 points at 3,027. Active stocks on the big board, Coca-Cola is trading higher, up 38 cents, trading at 74.20. Ford down 8 cents at $11.58. ExxonMobil off 12 cents, trading at 85.16. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo's up 41 cents at 66.56. Pacific Gas and Electric up 40 cents, trading at 43.17 per share. Bank of Commerce up 8 cents at $4.39. For commodities, gold is positive 30 cents, trading at $1,641.70 per ounce. Silver's off 15 cents at $31.69. Crude oil up $1.62, trading at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, what a great person you are. I hope you have a great weekend. You know what? If you need help and some advice on what's going on in the market, go on down to Park Marina Drive and see the Wells Fargo Advisors, Susan and Kathy and Josh and Chris. And, you know, they've got a lot of good words for people out there, and they will not steer you incorrectly. Okay, we're going to take a break here, but, you know, there's been a lot of questions on the chat room about that advanced pistol class. Okay, the advanced pistol class that Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are teaching is going to go on May 5th and May 6th. We're going to provide 2 days of first 3 hours will be classes.
It's going to be
classroom.
Like Top Gun, where you're rolling around on your back and shooting in the air and behind doors and stuff?
Well, not exactly, but it's going to be close to that. You're going to be shooting about 500 rounds. How to shoot safely. If you're going to carry a weapon, for people who conceal carry, if you're going to carry a weapon, you should use it safely, wisely. When to use it, when to avoid trouble, but how to use it safely and wisely. And if you're interested, give Bastiani Arms a call and sign up for the class. We're only taking 10 people because we more than 10 people does not give us the time to go to every person and make sure that they're firing safely. You're going to learn how to use that weapon. You're going to, you know what happens if it misfires, how to reload, how to move, what happens in a situation if things start going downhill quick. Main thing we always teach is avoid trouble. Avoid trouble. But if trouble is not avoidable, you want to be able to protect yourself and your loved one. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
In the news, he said, don't call us, child, we'll call you.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back.
We're really
Free Fire Radio.
Excited. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Great coffee, but you know it's. Hey, you're saying it's hot. They have icy drinks. And those are on sale
Espresso
too.
Joe's.
Espresso
inside
Joe's.
Tobacco
That's
bar.
Right. And of course, any tobacco accoutrement you could ever think of, and they will meet or beat any price in town. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have been in business there 35 years, helping this community.
I'm looking forward to getting to our guest. who has been sitting there in the hot seat now for 10 minutes.
With us abusing him, and he can't even talk back. Joe Wise, who is the president of Shasta College. Good morning, Joe.
Welcome.
Thanks for coming back today.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, we always like having you on. It's, you know, your attitude. Now, you come in here, y'all,
ready
spring
and
colors
able.
And all this.
I thought, you know, with the weather report, we ought to dress up to reflect spring.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you got on your Robin's Egg blue shirt. It's good.
Joe, Shasta College Place is such an important part of our community here, and it's a big responsibility you have as president. And you've inherited some things that that have happened that probably need attention. And one of the ones, and we talked a little bit about, is the accreditation work that you're doing. And it seems like there's questions about. You know, you'll see things in the paper that obviously sensationalized. But what's the true story about the accreditation at Shasta College?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, like most things, when you deal with regulation and government and everything, it's complicated. But with accreditation, it's kind of a little different because it's a self-regulation. So what happens is the schools send teams from various other schools, experts, to go and visit a specific place, like Shasta College, once every 6 years. And then sometimes we'll have people that'll go out and visit other schools. And so it's a self-regulation, a self-policing, I'll say, of our quality control. And so we do a huge, big self-study for a year and look at everything we do and look at, you know, the standards that we're supposed to meet. And then we self-identify things we want to improve on. Well, more recently, as they come, you know, they're wanting to make sure we get everything fixed within 2 years of being identified. So what happened this year was we were up for accreditation, and the team agreed that there were some things that needed fixing, and then we got placed on a sanction or a warning to make sure we get them fixed in a very timely manner. So we're taking care of it. We're working feverishly and very hard this year on meeting those things that were identified.
Well, may I come in here? Okay, there's three things I need to know, just as a listener, just somebody who's just, I think about, okay. Tell us about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Your history. Tell us about your history,
sure.
How you got to where you are in your position now.
Okay, in 1 minute or less.
Sure. Okay.
Well, really, we have another 45 minutes.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes.
Frankly, if it takes longer than 5 minutes, I have questions.
Okay, so go ahead.
Because it's not about me. But I did grow up in Ohio on a farm, in rural Ohio. Went to grad school. Met a beautiful woman from California, ended up moving out to California for 10 years, lived in Orange County, that lovely, sparsely populated county down south.
What part of Orange County did you live in?
Tustin and Santa Ana area.
Right around there where the Marine Corps had their air station.
Right,
Tustin.
Right.
Yeah.
So 10 years down there working in private education, and 5 years ago got hired to come up and be a vice president here at Shasta College. I'm also in my spare time trying to work on finishing a dissertation for a Doctor of Education program.
Oh, wonderful.
Through Pepperdine. So.
And dissertation is on?
It's on leadership and linking attachment theory from psychology to transformational leadership theory.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I could go on and on about that, but that's not why I'm on the radio.
Yeah, but still, it's very continued education.
Well, first of all, it would take you most of the show just to explain what the title meant to me. You know, so yeah, dissertation is that bigger
than doctorate at Pepperdine?
Did you just diss us on that? Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, wonderful! So now you're here.
Then we could call you Dr. Joe.
Yeah,
of course. You definitely are already. That's a given. And congratulations on your desire for your continued education. I think that's super great.
The accreditation, the accreditation question is something I think that people had, had some qualms about, but it sounds like you've got it under control. And
that's a primary focus this year, of course, and it's not business as usual.
Right.
Is the way I put it. We're making sure we take care of these identified.
Do you have
things.
To shift resources to this?
A little, not a lot. It's mostly staff resources, which is a major resource. Mm-hmm. We're 85% of our budget is for our staff.
And what would be the major thing you have to do to fix? What would be the major concern you have?
Our major effort is in our long-range planning. So the big concern was we didn't have, say, a 10, 20-year lookout plan that was guiding all our other planning and our resource allocation. We had the shorter-term planning going on, but... And we were actually commended for our technology planning and how we're replacing our technology and all of that. Mm-hmm. But when it came to that long 10 to 20 year lookout guiding document. We didn't have one.
You know, I think that you should have the state show you their 20-year document, or the White House and the Senate and Congress show you their 20-year plan. There is none. I mean,
I'd agree with that.
I mean, hey, show us what your 10-year plan is. Show me what yours is. How can I make mine unless you tell me what yours is? Is that kind of thing. Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
That's mine's just bigger than yours.
Anyway, how can you, you've got a 10-year plan on things you want to accomplish. But so much of it's tied to the budget and tied to students and tied to this. I mean, is there a lot of wiggle room in this? Or are they just looking for, here, we just want a piece of paper?
Well, we're not just trying to check a box. We're really wanting to make it a valuable document for us. And we want to do it internally. We don't want to just go pay somebody, do something for us so we get this off our backs.
Right.
So we've got about 40 people that are spending time researching, looking at our community, our internal success data, and looking at how that could guide. How can we improve what we're doing? And one of the big things we're looking at is completion rates. There's studies out there that show, by about 2025, California, if we stay where we are, people getting associates and bachelor's degrees, we're going to be a million short for what we need for our workforce. So Shasta College wants to improve its completion rates as part of nibbling away at that total.
Yeah, well, part of the problem I understand is, we got to take a break here in a second, is we have a real great rate of graduating kids from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't seem to get them through Shasta College, or especially in a four-year college, university. What do you think that is?
There's probably 30 different factors that relate to that. But part of what we're doing is we're trying to figure that out, trying to figure out where can you make the biggest impact. You know, if you focus on something that only fixes 1% of the problem, that's not the right way to focus. So I don't have all the answers, but we are participating with the Reach Higher Task Force that Tom Armolino and the Shasta County Office of Ed is working on. You may have heard of that.
Yeah, we've talked about them, and they've been on. You know, the fact is that how we can go from really good to something dropping off so precipitously like that.
So I have a couple ideas when we get back from the break that I hear we need to take.
We've got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Well, you know, you're getting to be
I got to keep Carl in line.
Sheriff. Yeah, it's the school teacher thing. Here, wait a minute. Wrap my knuckles.
We have a promising new career here.
That's right. Well, you know what? That's like Tom Basinko. Hey, we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back. Okay, Carl and DeBot, we're Joe Wise, president of Shasta College. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today.
North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, walking on sunshine here. It's Friday. It's going to be a great weekend. Time to go to the rodeo, but that's after we tell you who's bringing this portion of the show to you. Hilltop Medical Clinic. Dr. Mark Pierce and his staff are proud to announce that they are supporting the veterans through their taking of the TRICARE military insurance. Not always easy to find somebody that takes TRICARE out there. This is for retired veterans, medically discharged veterans, and the families of those deployed, like our National Guard that's over in Afghanistan right now. Head on down to the Hilltop Medical Clinic at 1093 Hilltop Drive or the other one at 2123 Eureka Way. They're going to take care of all that paperwork for you. You know, this is not an easy thing to do to get something started like this, and we applaud Dr. Mark Pierce and his staff for doing this. Give them a call at 246-4629.
Okay, guys. First caller, 605-4567. I've got four tickets, a family pack here, to the Red Bluff Roundup. We want to make sure that we give these away and that you guys fill the seats. You have a great time. These are for Saturday, April. That's this Saturday. Hello, that's tomorrow. These are $16 tickets for the North Racetrack for the Red Bluff Roundup. Four tickets. Why don't you go take your family and have a good time on KCNR. Give us a call, 605-4567. Hey, our guest is Joe Weiss. He is the president of Shasta College. We love to talk about, you know, at the break, we get all some really great juice going on about, you know, JC, that we want to consider that Shasta College is a great nugget here for the North State. But we did have a question in the chat pack.
If Cal Grants were still available for the handicapped and the senior.
Yeah, Cal Grants are still available. That is one of the things that keeps getting under discussion down in Sacramento because it's a state-funded program. And whether or not they're going to cut those back and make them a little harder, more higher grades to be able to keep getting them, those sorts of things. So it is under discussion down in Sacramento, but they are still available, and our financial aid office helps students with all the questions and paperwork on that. And our financial aid has a special staff member who focuses on serving our veterans.
You know, that was my next question, Joe. Veterans out at Shasta College, I understand that you treat them really well.
No, we really strive to assist our veterans, yeah. 20 years ago, we probably were serving 160 veterans or their dependents through the GI bills and those sorts of things. Last year, I looked, we were 450. So we have a counselor who specializes in helping counsel the veterans, and then we have a financial aid officer whose specialty is in dealing with all that paperwork with the VA to make sure they can get their benefits.
Yeah, because there is a lot of it. I went to one to get my teacher accreditation or my certificate here in for California. And there's a lot of paperwork that does it. But from what I've heard from students out there that are friends of ours that we know of, that there's ceremonies out there that you have.
We actually have
them. Yeah, veterans.
2 years ago, we opened a little Veterans Grove, Memorial mm-hmm. Grove, and out in front of our gym, and there's a nice little walkway. We put in a couple of benches and some trees that are going to be growing. So, yeah.
How many acres does – tell us about the campus.
Our main campus there east of town is about 335 acres. About 110 of it is part of our farm lab, I call it, so our ag programs. By the way, you were talking about weeding and planting this weekend. We have a plant sale going on right now.
Oh, tell us about the plant sale.
Every year, through our greenhouses, our horticultural programs, they grow starter tomatoes and all kinds of things, and they do a plant sale every year, and the proceeds go to help that program.
Okay, so that is on Saturday, Friday?
Well, I know it was yesterday and today.
Okay.
And I can't remember if it's Saturday or not. I'm sure the details are on our website.
Oh, good. So we can take our truck, and because we're going to be, we're in the market.
You know, I never heard the word we one time. I heard you say weeding and planting. Which was fine because I thought we made a deal.
I do.
Years ago about that.
Oh yeah.
If the communist, not the communist, but if the Islamic terrorists come across the wall, that's my job. Weeding and and planting is yours. Didn't we make a? Isn't there some? Wasn't that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I fell asleep and woke up in another planet.
I know a few counselors I could send you to.
So, well, we're talking about Shasta College and, of course, you know, the wonderful JC. It's wonderful to think that our community has a great JC. And we're talking more about what happens when you get your AA and all that good stuff. I mean, what is it still? Is it still the same routine as it was 10 years ago to get your AA?
Yeah, it is, but there's also some really new, exciting things going on. About 2 years ago, and I guess the negative part is it took passing a law to make this happen, but to change ed code. But we now are in the process of adopting up to, I'm hoping to get as many as possible. There's 16 different transfer degrees where you're guaranteed if you started at Shasta College and then you had to move because of your life down to San Diego, you're in this degree, they should have the degree. You don't lose units. So you'll get your 60 units. You don't have to do 70 or 80 if you move. And it works at any CSU school.
Well, that's good.
But that's the way it should be. Because now I'm used, and I probably, I don't know about you, you're younger than I am. But when I went to college.
A lot younger.
I think we're good. Would you hold that question, please?
Yeah, because I have other questions that you're just not going to like at all now. See, I have this other book that says, How to Make the Guest Squirm. Joe Weiss is our guest. And the president of Shasta College. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The man who says he killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense will not be released today, but he has been granted bond.
We're going to grant the motion, said bond, in the amount of $150,000.
The judge setting conditions, including electronic monitoring, GPS, no contact with the victim's family also.
There is to be no possession of firearms, be they rifles, shotguns, handguns, pistols, revolvers, any type of firearm or destructive device. There's to be no consumption of alcohol. There's to be a curfew from 7 o'clock p.m. till 6 o'clock a.m.
Earlier, George Zimmerman took the stand at his own bond hearing and apologized to Martin's parents, saying he was sorry for the loss of their son. And a passenger jet, a Boeing 737 with at least 118 on board, crashes near Islamabad, Pakistan during bad weather. No reports of survivors at this time. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. And Carl and the Bod. Good morning, 8:35 in the morning, April the 20th. Hey, it's Friday. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers. And we also are chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I was there yesterday getting them all cut. And just a great time. You know, they have great prices, great ambiance, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. DC's up. He's and we just had a great conversation in there. And Lon cut my hair, and Lon did a great job. Tim has become the greatest mustached person, I guess. He's got one of those mustaches that, you know, those ones. What do you call those
that
things?
That thing is a work of art.
Oh yeah. What do you call those? The
handlebar.
The handlebar that comes up, and it's like it almost like it's like horns of a bull.
Slightly whiplash.
Oh my
going
gosh.
On
anyway,
there.
Cypress Square Barbershop. Go on down. Great haircut. Great prices. Take a step back in time, and you're going to enjoy it there. Okay, our guest is Joe Weiss, president of Shasta College. We talked about the great veterans programs you had. We talked about having the big plant sale this weekend and the change in accreditation, how you're planning your future out.
Right.
But one of the things that you've just done is managed to save taxpayers a lot of money.
Yeah, we're pretty proud about that through the leadership of our board and through the right conditions for interest rates, just like some of our listeners here are probably refinancing their home mortgages. We were able to reissue about $10 million worth of bonds that the voters passed to tax themselves to help build buildings like our great HSUC.
Which is beautiful down here. This is great down here, yeah.
But we're going to save taxpayers about $715,000 in interest over the next 20 years because we didn't take out any more loans or anything, but we just basically think of it as a refinance.
You just refinanced it, yeah. And saved $700,000. That's right. Great. You know, that's the kind of thinking we need from people that work. You know, in the education system and just the government system is how can I save $700,000 instead of how can I bump up my budget by $700,000?
Right.
So, okay, you've just got the technical classes that y'all are teaching. We talked a little bit about it during the break, but you're just having a surge. Are you having a surge in the technical classes where people are learning how to do a trade? And,
we have great success in those areas. You know, of course, the nursing program is well known, and a majority of the nurses in the area have gone through Shasta College's career technical program in nursing. But we have a big welding program that's been growing, and we actually just remodeled a space over the last year to have more the welding booths so they can practice and learn
welding.
Diesel
you know,
technology.
That's a great class. I'm thinking real seriously about coming
down.
We
might even let
class.
You come, Carl.
You know what? I can do that. I can weld. And you know what? I'm going to come back and weld Bob to the seat here. Spot weld you there, Bob.
Feels like I already am some days.
Well, I think you have true. A lot of women taking the welding class.
We have some, and that's that's one of the things we're trying to do is increase that diversity of gender when it comes to the career technical things like the heavy equipment ops. We have a lot of women in our agriculture classes and programs.
Diversity makes you stronger.
Yeah, I heard you say that at the break.
Yeah, that's not true, but okay. I did say that, but I don't believe in that.
You know what I think is a great vocation as well, and every time somebody comes and they fix a water heater or a plumbing issue, I think that's just a good old-fashioned vocation, you know.
That you get paid.
Anywhere you can go, anywhere in the world and know how, if you know how to fix plumbing, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's just great.
Yeah. And so, you know, those trades are very important, and we're showing that the studies are showing we're having shortfalls in those skilled trades and those sorts of things. So, I would encourage people to look at that. We're not just come and get your classes to transfer, but we have a lot of students who come and get the training they need for those skilled trade jobs.
What would you say is going? You've alluded to it a couple of times now. Is, you know, in the 10-year studies and this, we're not going to have enough of these. What's going to be the biggest shortage in, say, six to 10 years, would you say? In the near term, probably 5 years, and then out from that.
Oh, boy, now you're stretching my realm of knowledge in that area. But, there's a lot of projected shortage when it comes to the computing, the specialized programming skills. There are projected shortages really in almost any of those skilled areas. But as, a lot of the machinists retire, there's projected to be a lot of need in that area. Otherwise,
white collar. So computers, obviously, because it's going to keep it white collar. I mean, like business. Or?
You know, I'm going to take this a little twist for you. One of the things that I've learned in the last year is that it's interesting. A lot of people think, "Oh, I'll just go become a welder," but the reading level required now for these sorts of jobs is skyrocketed because you got to be able to read those technical manuals and operate the computers that control the plasma cutters and all that sort of thing. Used to be you could go into those jobs without even a high school reading level.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're looking for people who have higher reading levels than that. So the skills, you know, the math and basic reading and writing skills are becoming important even for the trades.
Just try to read a book on how to operate your cell phone. It's like, huh?
We got to take a break. When we come back, that's one of the things I'd like to talk to you about is, are the high schools preparing our students for college? And don't answer that till we get back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Joe Weiss, president of Shasta College, is our guest.
And we're more ticket giveaway.
We're just going to keep giving the tickets.
Got to pack here, folks.
You know what? Just call us. Just call us now. We'll be right back.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired.
The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill, you see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
you! Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Good morning, we're live!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, we're
63 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 85 today, sunny, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down today. You're interested in a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram? Then right here at Crown Motors, go down and visit Steve Roberts and his crew down there. They carry a great selection, not only just new cars, but used cars, trucks, and SUVs. And they take great pride in what they do. They are a local company. They, like I said, they are very proud of their facilities there, their service, and their sales. Go on down there. You want to keep the money local. Crown Motors. Go down and visit them this weekend.
All right. We have just about 15 minutes left. The end of the week here, guys. I am holding tickets. I know that don't be calling while you're driving. Just pull over. But we've got four tickets for Saturday. That's tomorrow. These are $16 value tickets, the North Racetrack of the Red Bluff Roundup. Oh, that's right. It is the Great Rodeo. And tomorrow night, we've got Tracy Lawrence will be there. So you'll get in for the North Racetrack, $16 tickets. I'm giving a family pack of four right now to the first caller, 605-4567.
Our guest, Joe Wise, president of Shasta College. When we left, I said, you know, the type of job out, and we talked about that and said, hold that answer.
Yeah, you were asking about high schools preparing students for college. And we actually have, I think it's around, last I looked, about close to 60% of the students graduating from high school are coming to community colleges and another. Or that might include all colleges. And so it's not as high as I'd like because you know, all the studies show you'll earn more with a college education. You'll have more options. I like to use the idea of that turn lane. Get in the turn lane in life that you can turn right or left or go straight. Make as many options for yourself as you can. So preparing for career through career technical education as well as college, I encourage students not to say, well, I guess I might just end up at Shasta College if I don't do anything else. No. Come to Shasta College, be prepared to have even more options for
your
life.
That's cool.
Well, you know, you have classes to help people with, I guess my question would be something like, you have remedial classes to help people in their reading and math. Then I understood that you've got classes to help people even get up to that level that are high school graduates. Can they read? Can our students read when they graduate?
Well, of course, lots of them can, but lots of them have trouble with it, too. We also, you have to remember, we're serving everybody who wants to come back to college.
Right.
So you might have gone to high school 15 years ago, and now you decided it's time to get your degree, and boy, I don't remember any of that math.
Wow.
So some of it's that, where people are coming back and need to brush up on their skills. But that's one of the things I think will make it in our long-range plan, something on the order of working with community partners in the high schools to improve the reading rates and the math skills so that they don't have to take those remedial classes.
Do you know what the average level of reading is for a high school graduate?
I'll have to say I do not.
Sixth grade or something like that. Well, no, that's not a fair question because that's. But I understand something like the sixth grade, that it's not very high. It's not a 12. You know, it's not like 12 years of education at the average reading level. Now that could be different here in Shasta County, and we'll probably go take a look at that and ask Tom Armolino about that. But you're absolutely right. If you go to college, it's a proven fact that you're going to make more money.
Right.
You know, if you graduate from high school, you're going to make more money. If you go to college, you're going to make more money. You can learn these skills, and you give yourself a chance.
Yeah, you give yourself more options.
I need to ask a question of Joe, who is the president of course, Shasta College. Tell us what a typical day looks like for you.
Oh, I don't think I have a typical day, but, I'm usually something that's different in a community college than perhaps, say, a four-year school is the president of the college is the internal manager meeting with all of his vice presidents and people who report to him to solve problems, as well as the external voice to come out, speak on the radio, talk to the community. So there's sort of this divide where my life is mixed between the two areas, mm-hmm. and trying to balance that is maybe my biggest challenge. But there's a lot of meetings. We have shared governance, participatory governance at community colleges where the faculty and staff are very involved in helping make decisions. So there's a lot of discussion that goes on when you're looking at making changes or improvements. So I do a lot of meetings with staff and come to things like this. I'm involved in our local Rotary, Reading Rotary. So I do that every Thursday, and that's a great place to make connections.
How many people do you oversee?
Well, let's see. We probably have 800 to 1,000 people that work when you count both full-time and part-time staff and faculty. And we have about 350 full-time out there at the college.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the budget. You know, budget cuts, that what are you doing to kind of work around that,
sure.
or if you can, and what kind of impact has this had on Shasta College?
Good.
Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. It's 8:50 in the morning. Our guest, Joe Weiss of
April
Shasta
20th.
College.
What More did tickets
I say?
To give away.
Did I say May 20th?
No, it's Friday, April 20th.
Oh.
You are so right. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Just a small town girl. Living.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime, ladies. Prepare to excite your senses. The world's famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 11th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $15. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 11th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks, the show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks, the show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, "This is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella." Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Hi.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
In case
the words stand by come out of my lips and get ignored.
There's a reason here. Carl and Linda Bach, Friday.
You're not a minute short.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
That was yesterday, and that was just, we were just talking about something completely different.
And everybody has commented on
it. Yeah, Joe Weiss, our guest, the president of Shasta College, was commenting on it. He says, well, at least I'm not a minute short. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Joe. Hey, the big budget cuts that have hit everybody.
Right.
What impacts has it had on you all?
Yeah, well, we've had to manage it, but we've been cut about $3.5 million in our funding, which is close to 10% over the last 4 years or so. So, unfortunately, what that means is we just can't educate quite as many students as we used to. We're educating about 10% less students.
So how do you keep the morale up when stuff like that happens? Because it's happening everywhere.
It's happening everywhere. And that's one of the things I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take two approaches. One is let my staff and faculty know, you know, be transparent about what's happening. Here's the real numbers. And, you know, make surprises. But also, you know, because I believe if you have the truth, it helps you deal with it. The hardest part about that, though, is it's so uncertain. You know, this whole, well, we'll hold education hostage and get the voters to pass taxes in November, and that's how it'll get funded. That doesn't happen. We're looking at another $1.8 million in cuts. So what do you do when that sort of thing happens? So it's a tough situation for our staff and faculty, but, you know, I see them doing so much to keep serving our students, taking extra students in their classes beyond what they really need to, and, you know, they're working really hard. They have passion for helping our students be successful.
I really believe
really
that.
Proud of that.
Well, you have to do this.
Teacher is a calling.
A teacher should. A teacher should have that. I don't know if they have all the time in their lives, you don't offer other classes. I know you have to really tighten up just like everybody's budgets on it, but you still have to provide that quality education that when they, you know, so then they move forward in their lives that
right.
They're ready to go.
And, you know, it might be a little complicated, but the way I think of it is if we can help improve completion rates, get people to not have to take those basic skills remedial classes and finish faster, that opens up seats for people more quickly to have the opportunity. So that's one way of trying to combat it
well. Are you limiting your new enrollees at all?
We're not limiting admission, but it's getting harder and harder to get the classes people want sometimes.
Well, you know, that's what it is. Is that one of the things we talked about? I used to be able to finish school in 4 years, and now sometimes it's taking people 5 years,
right,
or more because classes aren't offered all through the year. So you've got to like hang out, I guess. But that's, you know, we're really happy that we've got Shasta College here. Like I said, I'd love it if y'all had a gun repair or, you know, gunsmithing classes here so you don't have to drive, you know, 60 miles to get to one. I think that would be a popular class. But we appreciate everything you've done, Joe. Now, I know you come in there and had to take over and take on some really huge problems. I mean, budget cuts, the accreditation thing, trying to get all that stuff done. And we appreciate your efforts here for our community.
Well, thank you. And that's what we're here for. We're a community college, so we're here for the community.
That's good. Okay. Any last thoughts here?
Nope. I just want to encourage everyone, like I said, to use education to make your life better. Just know that, you know, you can come out. We'll help you every way we can to become more successful with your life.
Kind of like the saying at Faber College for Animal House, knowledge is good. So,
I guess I'll agree with that, Carl.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for listening to the show. Obviously, you do because you come up here and tell us things that are going on with it that I don't even remember. Monday, we're going to have Mark Beecham is going to be on. And Mark and I are going to discuss a lot of things that are happening. We want to talk about Churn Creek Bottom and the fact, you know, it's going to be a big fight down there. I mean, as everybody knows, but I'd like to talk about Churn Creek Bottom. And, you know, Mark's got such a great grasp on so many different things around here. Yeah, I know. I've got 2 minutes left.
You
okay?
Know what?
I got that.
I would like to, you know, Joe, I'm just going to put this out there. I would love to, I'm sure Carl would too, if he's not already been there. I've been to, you know, Shasta College to rehearse and practice in the practice rooms and the music section. But I would love to have a tour of the college because I've been in the Reading area, 6 years? And I don't know a lot about the campus, and I would really like to know.
Oh, I'd be happy to arrange that.
About the campus.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like to know that, Carl?
Yeah.
That's part of our...
Knowledge is good.
Yes, it's to tell other people when we're somewhere in the North State or whatever, then Sacramento, that's not the North State, but anyway, you know, Shasta College campus is a great place to be. I just had to put that out there. I want to know about it.
Yeah. I think that we've got so many different assets up here, and people constantly downgrade the assets we have available. Oh, we don't have a four-year university. Well, no, we don't. And guess what? We're not going to have one. I mean, not in today's climate. So we want our community college to be as good as it possibly can.
And let's get behind
it. Excellent, and get behind it so that they offer those classes that get people ready to take jobs. And even like the, you know, I've had people tell us in the electronics field that your classes have had them prepared to come in and just step right into the jobs that they wanted. So, Joe, great job.
Thank you.
Okay. Coming up next is Shasta Startup. Well, Les Melberg's here, and they're going to be talking with the Weaver Brothers and talking about entrepreneurs. They're going to be talking about the great things that are going on in business. Shasta Startup every Friday from 9 to 10. Tell us the great things that are going on
Stay
in business.
Stay positive and have a great weekend.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. From dragging me down, gonna